Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, less than 24 hours to go, and South Africans are waiting anxiously to see if the Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's medium-term budget policy statement will offer some relief from the ever-rising cost of living. With inflation, food security concerns, and a potential petrol price hike looming, millions of households are feeling the squeeze. Now, tonight I've got Annelien van der Poel with us, Chief Operating Officer of Debt Rescue. And let's just get a sense here of what the mini-budget could mean for financially stressed South Africans. Annelien, good evening to you. This is always a broad brushstroke when it comes to this particular speech, but it is crucial for us to hear something about prioritizing relief for everyday South Africans. The question, of course, is are we going to get it?
Good evening, Jeremy, and thank you so much for having me, and good evening to your listeners as well. Indeed, it is. And the mini budget is always, one of those topics where we look forward to it, but we're never sure how significant the impact of whatever comes out of it is going to be. But realistically speaking, yes, South Africans are in dire, dire need. And we need to see some form of relief coming through to South Africans and how it's affecting us and the cost of living crisis we're facing.
All well and good, but are there specific measures that the minister can introduce to provide any kind of immediate relief?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that we need to look at. For example, food security is obviously one of the list of, right on the top of the list of concerns for consumers. And obviously, we need to be monitoring the major food retailers. We know that it's in the news currently. So these are the kind of things that really need focus right now, because we have a potential fuel price increase coming. Everything is pointing in that direction. Again, just more and more strain on consumer budgets, little relief, and consumers are struggling. So it's really fundamental that this becomes a real issue that a government needs to look at.
Is there one specific factor that is driving this situation? If I've read the data correctly, a little over half the population is now living below the poverty line. I might have that wrong, though.
No, you're very accurate in that, and that's very true. Like I said, we're sitting with years worth of very high inflation. It's been 3 months that it's been within the preferred 3-6% band that the Reserve Bank wants. This is very little, very late in the picture. And obviously, along with this inflation, which affects our cost of living side of our budget, we've had the high interest rates. Now, yes, we did see a reduction of 0.25%, and obviously we're very grateful for that. But as we know by now, when we've done the math, for somebody with a 1 million rand bond, I think the saving was about 174 rand or something. So it's not enough yet. That's for people with debt. So those who are already just struggling to, without debt to put food on the table, the cost of living crisis is probably the biggest contributing factor that's put consumers in this position.
And the tragedy about this is people simply keep borrowing now to survive.
Literally, we are seeing this happen daily, and we can fully understand why consumers are doing this. I mean, by the time the debit orders have gone off for the debt, there's nothing left to live off of for the rest of the month. They don't have money to put fuel in their cars. They are buying electricity on overdrafts, and they are buying food on credit cards and store cards. Why? Because they do not have money, because the cost of living is just so incredibly high. And the unfortunate situation here is just creating this debt spiral where people are having to try and make it from one paycheck to the next with, the lowest possible debt risk, if I can call it that way.
But you've got to balance that, Annelien, with the fact is that we've always had a poor savings culture in this country.
In fact, that is very true. I mean, and now more than ever, it's become impossible. It's not as though we've had a great one, and we know that historically, it's always been a factor. I think it's a worldwide phenomenon, and it's definitely not unique to us. But that is absolutely true. But the reality is, for most consumers, saving is not even an option. We know that how many people are letting go of things like insurance, a critical item, whether it be short-term or long-term, just to be able to keep their heads above water. So if they're having to do that, where do they find the ability to save?
Do you have any new data on how South Africans, a couple of months on now, have been using the two-pot retirement withdrawal funds?
So there's been quite a bit in the media on that, and you know, from everything we've seen so far, it's significantly higher than what I think people were anticipating. And I think if I'm going to speak under correction, but the last that we saw was about a week or so ago. They indicated that, you know, I think we're looking at significantly higher numbers than what were anticipated. Obviously, the reasons we thought it would be lower was because there were these limits, these maximum caps, the fact that you're going to be taxed on it, etc. But it just shows the absolute desperation that consumers would even, in spite of being taxed on it, in spite of having this 30,000 rand cap available to them, they've still already gone and withdrawn. So according to the statistics, they assumed that roughly 100 billion rand would be withdrawn in the fourth quarter of 2024. So yeah, from like I said, from the stats we're seeing, it's a lot higher than that. And one of the knock-on effects that potentially this could lead to, which is very concerning, is that having this extra cash in pocket is most likely going to mean that consumers are going to be spending more. And we know that by spending more, it's going to push up inflation again, which, you know, could affect any future interest rate reductions. So it's just this spiral that's going to be caused by this.
Just a final one then, and given that this is not a speech tomorrow that focuses on broad specifics rather than giving a sense of tone and direction perhaps to what we might hear in February, what do you think, again wearing your consumer hat, would be the biggest win for people should it be included in the mini budget tomorrow? What would you like to hear?
I would like to hear things like infrastructure development. I would like to hear anything that involves job creation. We need to focus on that grey listing, you know, correction, so that we can be ungrey listed, so that we can become investment in a country where investment is easier to be done, so that we can create jobs. More than anything, South Africans need proper jobs with proper salaries so that they are able to live, quite literally live. And that can only be done by government making sure that our infrastructure is stable and that we're an investable country.
I am going to leave it there, and less than 24 hours, as I said, to the big speech tomorrow. Annelien van der Poel, Chief Operating Officer of Debt Rescue, I do appreciate your time tonight, and we will have full coverage and market reaction on that speech on tomorrow's edition of Hot Business with MoneyWeb.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.